The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anime Munchies podcast, where we talk about life in California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about gaming, anime, and Haley's specialty, K-pop.
K-pop.
Of course. Your super specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And her superpower, K-pop knowledge and
not even
everything else.
Whatever.
So, hey, everyone. How's everyone doing? You could also, I just want to give everyone a heads up that we will be doing new videos, new video episodes. It'll be released every Sunday on YouTube. If you haven't noticed already, we've actually been doing that, but I never really said it out loud. But just in case anyone was curious or wondered, whenever we release these video episodes, it's on YouTube on our channel, Anime Munchies podcast, every Sunday. And in between the week, around Wednesdays, sometime in the middle of the week, we'll have special podcast only episodes where we just more casually talk about what we've talked about in recent episodes or stuff going on. So tune in on any of the podcast streaming sites, or not sites, but applications
like
Spotify, Google, Apple Podcast. So you can hang out with us there without having to look at our faces.
Aww.
Our beautiful, ugly faces. Anyway, so let's kind of get into it. Some more food talk. Some of our favorite food places are Korean barbecue places.
Yes. Especially the all-you-can-eat.
Of the all-you-can-eat variety, yes, is everyone's favorite, right? But some places here in L.A., especially in Koreatown, of course, Koreatown.
Right. They
have Korean
so
barbecue spots that are good.
And a lot of barbecue spots.
A lot of them.
We're blessed.
Very blessed. Except.
Truly blessed.
I feel truly blessed. Where's that from?
The Office.
The Office. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, when Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah.
He's like listening, he can't hear anything.
Yeah, I feel truly blessed.
Okay. Yeah, so we're truly blessed to be here in LA. We have a lot of Korean barbecue destinations and locations, obviously, especially around Koreatown, for obvious reasons.
Right.
And actually, I know we just talked about and brought up like all you can eat, but we also go to some that are not.
Yeah.
More of the kind of like sets.
Yeah, it's more like.
It's more quality over quantity.
Yeah, it's more
in terms of that situation
too.
Yeah,
just
so
because
you kind
the
of
meat
get
quality.
What you pay for, because the meat quality, it's super marbled, like the meat is super
it's
marbled
so good.
Compared to like, you know, just the usual brisket that they give you at other like all you can eat Korean barbecue ones,
right.
That are usually what, like they range from $20 to like $30 or $40 per person.
Yeah.
And it's like you eat till you pass out.
Yeah, you eat so much. But then I feel like personally for myself, because I don't eat a lot because my stomach is really small.
Haley can eat a quarter, if not less, than what I can eat and destroy in a...
So
I can eat barbecue.
So going to like those Ace barbecue spots is kind of a waste for me, I feel.
Right.
Because I get full really quickly and I'm just sitting there watching him eat. So
nothing wrong with that. Enjoy the show. I was going to say though, the one specific spot that we wanted to highlight for this episode is called Tenraku.
Yes.
Very good. Like yes. The quality of the meat. We just found this on Yelp.
I found it for your birthday like a couple of years ago.
Right. We were like thinking, talking about it. And then we saw the pictures on Yelp.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this is some sexy looking meat.
Yeah.
Like,
it looks really good.
Super marbled. And it looks really great. Like just the quality of like the meat itself. The specific one that we get. Do you remember? I think Haley kind of remembers more than I do.
Yeah. So they have like two combo sets, and I think the combo A is the one that we got because it's it's for two people.
Oh,
like
I see.
Two to three people, and then combo B is more for like if you have more people in your party.
Right.
But it's more expensive because you get more meat selection. But then the one that we got is combo A because of the Kobe premium like short rib.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's short rib. Super
boneless
sexy.
Short rib.
Yeah, boneless short
I
rib.
I think we literally only got that. Didn't we just keep ordering the same thing? Because you can choose from the meat set. They have like a lot of different meats on that one, but we always picked that one. And then
I thought it was just they give you a set plate and that's whatever comes with it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's not all you can eat.
Never mind.
Haley can eat all she can anyway.
Just ignore what I said. Yeah, it's a set plate.
It's a set plate. Yeah, it's a set. They give you different cuts of meat, all of them super juicy and marbled. They look amazing on the gram, off the gram, in my mouth, on the grill. So it's not
it's been a while since we've been there, actually.
Obviously, especially with like everything going on here. Basically, if you're not too familiar and you're from like outside of California, like a lot of the other states, restaurants have outdoor dining at least and indoor dining.
Yeah.
And some other states already are open.
Not here.
California, especially LA County, nothing. Yeah. No outdoor dining at all either. Right. Can you believe that? That's some BS. You're asking me.
It like, sucks.
The only thing you could do is order takeout. Why would I order takeout for all K-barbecue. You can eat Korean barbecue or like K-barbecue? We just go to the Asian grocery store.
Yeah, we've just been doing it at home.
You go to the Asian grocery store, they have really good cuts of meat. It's cheaper anyways compared to the restaurant and just cook
but
it here
I
at home.
But I miss the experience of dining out.
It is the experience. So once they lift all these crazy restrictions and BS crap, you know where to find us. You'll know exactly where you'll find us that first weekend. But yeah, Tenraku, excellent place, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really nice too. It wasn't too crowded when we went. Yeah.
They're
that's another
really
qualm
friendly.
That I have with a lot of K barbecue places because sometimes it feels like service is sometimes lacking.
Right.
They don't give an F about you because
they're busy. Yeah.
Or like, they're like, oh, what do you want? Blah, blah, blah. Just tell them all the meat lists that you want and then they're gone. Come back. They leave you there.
Right.
You have to call for them or ring that doorbell.
Yeah.
They have like a doorbell.
I think they haven't seen it. They should
tables have like these doorbells.
Yeah, they should have that. In every restaurant, I think. It's like common in Korea and Japan. They
too.
Always have it.
Yeah,
like
so whenever you want service.
You don't have to like wave them down or anything.
Because then you don't bother them.
No.
They can do what they need to do. And then when you really actually need something, instead of them always checking, which is nice too.
Yeah.
They actually checked up on us at this place.
Do.
But whenever you really do need something or, you need refills for your drinks, refills on your meat.
Yeah.
You just press that button.
And they get and it's a call.
It sounds like a doorbell.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's a smart idea, actually.
Yeah, I've only seen those in Asian restaurants, like specifically Korean restaurants. Mm-hmm. And obviously when we were in Japan.
Right. They had that.
I was like, oh, shoot, they're everywhere in Japan, too.
America needs to step up their game.
I know. Take some notes. I miss K-barbecue, like all you can eat. You're right. The experience itself is fun because it's always... You go with a group of friends, or even if it's just us, it's more relaxed.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about dishes.
Yeah.
So next time, when all of this is done with, or at least when they open maybe even outdoor dining again, you'll see us at Tenraku.
I was going to say, like, for Tenraku, because, like, usually with K-barbecue spots, You know, they give you your meat and then you cook it yourself. But at Tenraku, they cook it for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a good point. I think they offer, they ask you if you want them to do it. Or right. You can always tell them you want to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But they know what they're doing. So yeah, just,
they cook it well.
That way,
like,
me and Haley
would
just...
they stand there in front of you and cook the meat.
Yeah, me and Haley were just watching and just talking to each other on our phones or, like, taking pictures while, you know, someone was actually cooking for us. So we didn't have to worry about it. That also comes with the price. Like we said, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's...
do you know the set prices?
For set A, it's $68.99.
Oh, so about $70. Okay. I think B is like
$94.99.
Yeah,
but
so
it comes
pricey.
Yeah, it comes with a lot of like side dishes. It's called banchan. So like you get a lot of like small side dishes like kimchi. They have like the pickled cucumbers, bean sprouts, fish cakes.
My favorite banchan is the fish cakes.
Yeah,
what
else is it?
Stuff.
I like the macaroni.
It's not macaroni and cheese.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like
it's
a,
like
a almost like kind
salad.
Of like a mild mac salad. Yeah. Without like any
or
excessive.
Potato salad. They have that as well.
Oh, yeah. They
too.
Do have potato salad too. Sprouts, yeah. But banchan. Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been Korean barbecue or Korean restaurants, you'll.
Banchan.
They'll always come up. Like the first thing after you order, they'll give you like a little assortment of your kind of like free appetizer dishes.
Yeah.
And that's
and
the
it
banchan.
Also comes with salad and rice too.
Right. Always. So, Tenraku. Koreatown. Just go Koreatown, even if you don't want Tenraku and you want an actual all-you-can-eat place.
Yeah, there's so
every
many.
Every block.
Yeah. Every corner.
Follow the lines. Follow the... Just look at...
Yeah, there's some really good K-barbecue spots in K-Town.
Yeah,
actually.
Just Yelp it up. Google it. There's tons of them. Mm. We'll go over our few favorite ones because we obviously there's like the lot. Quality over the quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Tenraku, of course. So check that out. We'll see you guys there. Hopefully
someday,
someday this month or next month when this is BS is done.
Well.
But yeah, so guess what time it is? Nerd switch time.
Ooh, which one?
Haley's specialty.
It's
of
already?
Course. Yeah.
Oh no.
Your specialty. And that, of course, is K-pop.
K-pop.
Oh yeah. Finger hearts. Korean finger hearts. So K-pop. What are we going to be talking about
well,
this
time? Well, actually, it's your specialty. Well, your main bias group, I guess.
Oh, it sounds like Blackpink?
Yeah, it's Blackpink in
so,
your area.
In my area. Very soon to a TV nearby.
Mm.
Blackpink concert
yeah, finally.
Is finally here.
Next weekend. The
no,
31st.
It's going to be this weekend.
For oh.
After we're going to post this
well,
the
January
same weekend.
Well,
January 31st. January 31st. It's going to be on Sunday night on YouTube. So it's a YouTube online live streaming concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty excited to use that light stick.
I know, finally.
Woo!
It's going to get
wave around
lit
the room.
In our living room.
It's going to be super lit. We should get some food too, some snacks.
We can get Korean fried chicken.
Excellent idea, Haley. We finally have one nearby. We'll talk about that soon in another episode.
Yeah.
If you haven't had Korean fried chicken... That's the other KFC that I like.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll get more into that. It's delicious. If you've never had it, Korean fried chicken. So if you see KFC, it's not just Kentucky.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Korean.
It's Korean. Or kitchen. I heard it also could stand for kitchen fried chicken.
Is it? Oh, I've never heard that.
But yeah, obviously the KFC with the Colonel,
yeah.
We're familiar with Kentucky fried chicken.
So, Blackpink, huh?
Yep, Blackpink.
He's so excited.
I'm so excited.
Because usually we've just been watching all the BTS online concerts.
And I haven't been to an actual Blackpink concert because I've only recently become a Blink.
Yeah.
And this is when all the COVID craziness happened.
They were supposed to have a concert, like live concert last year as But of course.
So depressed about the whole Coachella thing
it's
that they were
fun.
There.
It's okay.
I can't believe it. Every time I see, because I follow obviously a good number of Blackpink Instagram accounts.
Lame.
Now.
Just kidding.
Lame,
I'm
lame.
Just kidding. He's
nah, I'm a true Blink right there, right? Like BP voting fam. You know who you are. Black BP News, Blackpink News. Mm. Yeah, so I follow all of those, and sometimes someone will randomly drop an Instagram post.
Yeah.
When they were in Coachella, and it makes me so sad because I used to go to Coachella a lot, even back when I was in college, which was like
Well, ages ago, but
almost 10 years ago, which is insane.
The thing is that
they
never had K-pop, and it's only been in like the recent years, like
right.
the recent like back, 2 to 3 years that they've been introducing K-pop to Coachella.
Because when I went back in college, when I was in nursing school, I believe like in 2010, there's zero K-pop. You would never even imagine K-pop would be there
back then.
And it's also when it's before it like gets super hype popular. Mm-hmm. Not to brag, I'm one of the OGs. Like when it was more like
for Coachella, like more indie groups, indie bands.
Like,
right, right. It was more like underground.
It was awesome. I mean, they always have top. You know, they have some few big players
the headliners.
Mm-hmm. But also, like I was there when I saw the Postal Service mm-hmm. perform live. They barely perform live. They don't at all. I saw Tegan and Sarah. Oh, so it was great. Like I miss that type of group and vibe because I feel like it started leaning towards more like the EDC crowd and was more.
Well,
than
I was gonna say now
like,
people just go there to post for like Instagram.
Yeah, and
like,
it's not even for the
music. Not for the music anymore. It's just be there.
I'm sure people obviously there's gonna be people there who are there for the music, but there's you could tell who's there not just for the music, just for like the experience mm-hmm. and for the gram. Just kind of flex on everybody. Oh, right. Guys, I'm in Coachella.
I was going to say, I've never been because I was too busy doing K-pop concerts like 10 years ago. So damn. I was ahead of my...
I didn't know any better.
Yeah, you didn't know better.
I'm a big indie, like rock and alternative rock person. Mm-hmm. Angels and Airwaves, Blink-182 went all like a lot of their concerts here in LA.
Yeah.
And of course, Motion City soundtrack. I wonder what that was. I heard a... scary noise just now from our laptop. Sorry, we're just looking back to make sure these things are actually recording. You better be recording laptops. I'd be so pissed. Anyway, so back to the concert. It's gonna be on YouTube because I think when we watched BTS, it was
through Weverse. They always have the BTS ones through Weverse.
So Blackpink's is through YouTube through their actual official. So if you're curious about it yourself and you want to join us, because it's gonna be January 31st, Sunday night. So when
it is the 31st, right, for us? Because you remember how Korea is like the day ahead.
Oh, you know what? We'll double check on that.
Yeah.
But that way, yeah, so that's possible.
Because it's so confusing sometimes.
And on the concert, it's just you go to like the youtube.com/blackpinkofficial/join. Mm-hmm. And you basically go to the buy area or like the purchase section. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be, it's like joining a membership, but it's like a one-time only fee. Mm-hmm. I believe it's $30. It's $30 for like the live stream rebroadcast, which means that you could rewatch the concert.
That's nice.
And also custom emojis, I guess, so you could, you know, I'm sure there's gonna be a bunch of blinks, all joined in at the same time. Everyone excited, just kind of, you know, international global chat,
blowing up the chat.
Yeah,
that you can't even read because it's going so fast.
Exactly. So if you're able to read all of that. Watch out for my emoji.
Oh, no.
And then I think I also read or heard there's also going to be a premium one where there's like behind the scenes kind of thing. I don't know exactly what they're going to be showing.
They probably just show
maybe
like
pre-con, like,
yeah.
Maybe like when they practice
maybe?
A sound check.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's an extra $10. So that's $39.99. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you just purchase everything through YouTube. There's a bunch of videos online.
Like
so
explaining how to do it.
Exactly. With all the instructions. You know, the fellow Blinks are there to help you.
Yeah, they're always so helpful.
Right. So, we'll be there. And by there, right here behind us on this couch watching on this TV. And I'm going to be going nuts. Taking off my shirt, throwing it around the room.
Oh, no.
And my hammer. Since I can't take off my shirt in the actual concert, I should just enjoy it here at home. Yeah. Since there's no security or police inside this house. Hopefully, it doesn't get too crazy.
Oh my god, I was just gonna say something. You know the BTS concert, the last one?
What?
So, there was a news article, actually. Someone was, like, freaking screaming because, you know, when Jungkook did his solo and he was all sexy. But they were like, they were legit, like, screaming, like, so
like
loud.
Like bloody murder.
Yeah, that their neighbor called the cops
on
them because they thought that someone was getting murdered. Or, like... abused. And then they opened the door and they were like, oh, it's just a BTS Korean concert.
It's just an army going crazy.
I think this was in Australia
as
well. Yeah.
In Australia? Mm.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. Dang.
So it can get pretty intense, even if you're at home. Because you can really, like, scream, I guess, if you want.
You're more of the screaming type of person. When she screams, like when like during the BTS concerts, scares me. I should probably call the police because holy crap. Some of that shit really scared me. Sorry. So yeah, check it out. YouTube, Blackpink. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it afterwards, maybe on our little midweek podcast episode where you could listen to us, like I said, on Spotify. Primarily Spotify is where I saw a lot of people have been listening, but Google, Apple Podcasts, any other podcast streaming applications, check us out. And we'll kind of go over how the concert was. And like I said, it's less formal, more casual.
Yeah.
And that's it for K-pop. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, it's not K-pop with Haley. It was K-pop with Joko today.
Yeah. It was his segment today, actually.
Getting nervous. Make sure I do my fellow blanks proud.
Yeah, he got this.
Okay. And now we'll talk about gaming. So what happened over the past holidays, my dad gave me a bag. Mm-hmm. And this bag contained my old Nintendo 64.
Yes, that's right. School.
My N64 with all my games.
What is that, like 20 years ago?
I don't even want to calculate it. I don't. It probably is, if not even more, more or less. Mm-hmm. But, and it came with a couple games that I played with so much. I spent so much time as a kid playing these games. Uh-huh. I shared it with Haley. I shared it with Casey, who's my younger sister, and her boyfriend when they were here for Christmas also. Mm. After my parents left, we were just playing N64 the whole time.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. And the main game, one of the main games that we were playing was Pokemon Stadium.
So good.
It's crazy because thinking about it now, like people under 20, there's people who have never heard of this game or even know what it is. So Pokemon Stadium was an N64 game. And it's mostly like a lot of fighting. Like with, you know, Pokemon battles. Yeah. I mean,
so you're in a stadium and you release your Pokemon.
Right. And it's like you only have three or I don't know if it's three or five. I think it's three Pokemon at a time. And it's kind of like the game, but without any story.
Right.
It's just going through like the different. It's just battle after battle. Like the battles are the stories.
Yeah.
And then you hit the Elite Four. Then you have to defeat them. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of, before N64 had this cool cartridge that you tack to its weird looking controller. I'm not going to lie. That's like one of the most unique controller designs of the N64.
Like. Remember like
the middle? Remember it's that long thing in the middle that sounds really weird?
No!
And then the thing on the outside. I'll put a picture.
Yeah.
You don't remember? You were using it. You were holding
it.
How else did you play N64? Right.
Never mind. I thought you were telling me that it was attaching to something else.
I'm talking about the controller first. And then, yeah, there's something behind it that you attach to it. It's like an adapter. Then you put your Game Boy game. Like Pokemon Blue, Red, Yellow, Silver, Gold later on. And you can use your Pokemon from the game.
Oh, I see. So like you're transferring
them. Yeah, kind of transferring. It's not really like a full-on transfer, right, like how it is these days. Like, but you could use the Pokemon inside your actual game.
Mm.
And as cool as that is already, the most important part for Pokemon Stadium, for anyone that's played.
Yes.
The mini games.
The mini games. That's they what are you amazing. Get it for.
Pokemon Stadium 1 had like the Clefairy. Like, it's like it's not DDR. It's like
Simon Says.
And you follow like this Clefairy and you have to just, you know, it's like a memory game.
Right.
And it's like up, down, left, right. And you just have to follow it. That's what reminds me of DDR because it's like
arrows. I suck at that game.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
I'm like dyslexic or something. I go the opposite way that it's doing.
I'm pretty good at that game. There's a couple other games.
Was it the sushi one?
Is no, not yet. That's number two. Oh, I want to talk about that when we talk about number two in just like a minute. But there's also like a boulder, like a hardening game.
Oh.
Where like a boulder gets thrown on like
and
it's
you're
random
like Metapod or Kakuna.
And you have to like press hard and right like when
the boulder like hits falls you. On you.
There's also this weird thing where it's like a ring toss. You
with
throw Ekans that are shaped as rings.
Yeah, they kind of come out of like the holes and then like
Diglets come out of the holes.
Yeah.
And you throw the Ekans onto the Diglets. And in Pokemon Stadium 2, they refined it a lot more. And they made it more competitive in, like, in terms of, it's like a really like a fun party game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to earn like stars. And the first one to like 9 stars wins. But you could get like, you could steal stars depending who wins.
Yeah, you roll a dice at the beginning. And then it depends like if you're going to take stars away. Or
from like your other competitors. I think it's only 4 players still. And the mini games are very cool in this one. My favorite one is like, you're like, oh wait, one that we forgot in the first one, the sushi one.
Wait, it is, right?
Yeah, the first one had the sushi one.
Right, that's what I said, and you're like, no, it's in number two.
Oh, never mind. Maybe it was the sushi one. There's a sushi game. I'm not sure. With the Lickitung. You're Lickitung, and you're eating like sushi.
Yeah, you're like there's a sushi train going around you, and then you're Lickitung in the middle, and then you have to like sushis, try and like, grab there's the tamago, sushi.
There's like tuna.
But then if
that's the first one.
Yeah, if you grab the wasabi, then you like drop. Like, you have to run around and stuff.
Yeah,
and
your tongue is on fire. Yeah. So you're, like, kind of stunned. Then the second one, the Deli Bird game was my favorite.
No.
Where you grab presents.
Yeah.
It's, like, really cool. Oh, my God. These games are really amazing.
He is so competitive. He's like, move!
Because I am the Pokemon master.
He pushes me and, like, all my presents fall out of my bag because I get freaking hit.
I boxed out Kevin. So, like, because when you grab presents and then there's, like,
Pillow swine's
running back and forth, so you can't get hit by them. So Kevin like had a giant bag
yeah.
of presents, and he was walking back because you have to return.
Yeah,
like,
and then the heavier a bag
you drop
is,
it
you're
off.
Like and the walking heavier, more slower.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's already super slow, and he has to like be careful and dodge these like pillow swines that are running around. Swinubs.
Oh,
Swinubs that are running around. And what I did, because the time was so close, and I was like, I'm not even going to grab more presents.
Yeah.
I just ran, and I, like, blocked him from, like,
he dropped all
blocking
his
him
presents.
From, like, going to where
he
had to drop
diamond
it off.
Diamond as well.
Yeah, so he, like, couldn't get around, and then the Swinub, like, ran into him.
Yeah, and he lost everything.
He lost everything. Yeah. He was so pissed. Yeah. He was out for blood after that. He, like, wanted to sabotage every game I was in.
I was like,
was
I'll let
so
them
funny.
Battle it out. And I was just like walking around with my freaking sack and no one was bothering
me. So many good games, like the Chansey one where you just catch eggs, the Scyther and Pinsir one where you time it and you cut a log like
where
the stripe
line
is.
Yeah.
There's so many games. I can't even think of them all. There's like a Pichu one. There's so many.
The Golbat one.
This is
that
stupid Golbat
one.
You'll know exactly what we're talking about if you've ever played.
Yeah.
Or if you will play.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out. Pokemon Stadium 2 is, I think, is better than Pokemon Stadium 1, personally.
Right, for the games.
Especially
because
the graphics and the games itself, the gameplay itself, and the mini games, there's way more.
Mm.
So if you had to choose between the two, definitely if you want to purchase it, because I know people sell them too, used right now also.
Mm.
So just get yourself Pokemon Stadium 2. There's no need to get number one unless you really want to collect it. I had them. These are my Pokemon games. When I was a kid, so these still work.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we connected it to our TV right here. And there's adapters you can get on Amazon where you connect the N64 to like an HDMI port and into like the regular electrical plug.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can actually play on your HD TVs mm-hmm. with HDMI connections.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like pull out, look for like some ghetto box TV.
Oh, right.
So you can actually play it like on your on our newer TVs with an HDMI cable instead of having to scrounge around for all that other BS stuff.
No one has that anymore, I don't
think. Oh, you'd be surprised.
People that like are pack rats, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, so Pokemon Stadium 2, definitely give it a try. If you've never heard of it, definitely look it up. Look at the mini games. And if you do know what we're talking about, then you know.
You know. Yes, exactly.
Love it. So, I mean, if you feel nostalgic, definitely get it.
Yeah.
Pokemon Stadium 2, check it out. I know it's like N64, but Nintendo has like the best
party
systems. Mm-hmm. Like, it's family friendly, party friendly. It's always the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't go wrong. Get that N64. Find it if you've had it. Yeah, Pikachu. Global phenomenon.
Right.
Anyways. So moving from gaming, we finished our K-pop, finished our gaming. So you know what's next. There's a little hint of it on the table.
Huh.
Fire Force is the anime that we will be spotlighting today.
Currently obsessed.
Very obsessed with Fire Force. We were idiots and not watching it from the beginning. We just only started watching it.
Yeah, so actually my friend that I made from the Animal Crossing community, she was the one that recommended this anime to me because she was like, if you like, was it One Piece? Oh no, because she likes similar animes to us, so I trusted her judgment as well. So I was like, okay, we'll check it out.
It's a really good, like, textbook, but like even better than just a textbook, like a shonen series. a lot of action. Main character is really cool.
Yes. He is amazing. Oh my god.
He's really cool because he's not stupid. No, he's not stupid. That is my pet peeve with anime main characters. Any anime MCs and protagonists that are like airheads and dumb. Yeah, or like
they just don't know what the heck's going stupid. On. It goes over their head.
Oh my god. I don't finish the first episode. Mm. Just move on with my life.
Yeah.
I do not want to waste it.
Yeah. So if you watch this first episode of Fire Force, I guarantee you'll be hooked because you get to see how he is.
And he's really cool. The powers. It's kind of because it was kind of misleading because we thought it's more like,
you know, like Fire Force. Firefighting. You think like, oh yeah, firefighting. No, but then these guys have powers.
They have powers and it's very like deep and in depth. The more you watch the more episodes, you'll see that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And like the whole story and like background of everything.
Yes.
So, I mean, basically, Shinra is the protagonist. Yes. Super cool. He joins the Fire Force. So there's a regular Fire Force.
Regular
firefighter squads that take out fires. And then in this world that they live in, people spontaneously combust.
Into flames.
So their whole body goes on fire, but they don't just like go on fire and die.
Right.
They become infernals.
Yes.
Which are like fire zombies.
Kind of like, yeah. Fire zombies.
They're basically fire zombies. Yeah. So the Fire Force are people that are super strong or either have superpowers.
Hmm.
And they, not destroy, they
put them to rest. Yeah.
Put to rest these infernals. Because like technically the infernals are kind of like alive. So there's like a religious thing in the show too. In terms of, you know, wanting to put them to rest, like the souls of the infernals.
And, because they're all innocent people.
Yeah, they just...
Yeah.
Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to find out the cause of it and stop it. And then along the way, a lot of other things happen. And, you know, more story background makes it more exciting.
Yeah. There's two seasons, so...
And we're finally... We flew through the first season, which was like 24 episodes. Mm-hmm. And...
We are halfway through
the second season now. Yes. And the second season just came out in 2020, so we're not too far behind. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, there has not been any conventions or anime expo recently. So technically, we are not far behind at all, because no one cosplayed with them last year since there's no...
Yeah, there was no expo anime convention. To cosplay at. Yeah, I bet when there's an anime convention, like either you'll this year or next
you'll
year.
You'll see firefighter outfits with the blue strips.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Strip lights
actually,
everywhere.
One of my friends back in 2000... 19? She dressed up as Iris from Fire Force.
Already?
But it wasn't released yet. It wasn't even released.
The first anime season for Fire Force came out 2019 after Anime Expo already. Because Anime Expo is in July, like 4th of July weekend. So it was after that.
Yeah.
So like Haley said, if you didn't know.
Because through the manga, I guess.
If you didn't read the manga, then you wouldn't really have known about it. And I'm so glad we watched this and gave it a shot.
Yes.
Hit our top five. Like,
yeah,
we each have our own top five list, like anime list. And this hit both of our top five.
Yeah, it pushed off, like,
some other ones. We'll talk about our top five list and other anime spotlights and highlights another time. But for this time, Fire Force, check it out.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You will fall in love
with
his
power
Shinra.
Is like, because he's called a third generation. You could find out more about these generations.
Yeah.
They have different powers depending what generation
they
are.
So they can control fire.
And
or like make fire.
He can actually create fire because second generations can only manipulate. He could actually manipulate and like make fire, but it's from his feet.
Yeah. He's
so it's cool when he fights. It's like break dancing. Yeah. And he can fly because of the fire. It's really cool. And he's, like I said, he's like not a dumb main character. He's younger too. He's like a kid. It's like a typical shonen, except he's smarter, he's brighter.
Yeah.
And the reason why he joined the Fire Force is because he wanted to find out why or what happened, because in his past, it shows flashbacks in the first episode, what happened to his mom and his little baby brother, because his whole house was on fire and there was like an infernal he could remember seeing in his flashbacks.
Yeah.
And he wants to like
find out what happened, what was going on, who caused the fire. And
that's why he joined Fire Force. To kind of get more information about that. And the Fire Force that he joined, which is like Fire Force Company number 8.
Yes,
there's different companies. And you'll kind of find out more. But then they're specifically, they want to look for the cause also and look more into what happened and why is this happening, the spontaneous human combustion phenomenon.
Yes, please watch it. It's so good. Thanks, Yasmin.
Yeah, thank you, Yasmin, for pushing her to push me to watch it, because the action is so good. The animation is really good. The music is good. You'll fall in love with it. If you're a Soul Eater fan,
they're the same creator
of Soul Eater. And even though the anime didn't end up like near the end, I think halfway or at the end didn't follow the manga, which is kind of a shame. This one seems it's like good when you watch the next series of an artist or a creator that did a big series before, because they learn from all the mistakes and what they did wrong.
Yeah, I've heard that like a lot of people didn't finish Soul Eater for those reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why I think the creator, when he came up with Fire Force, knew what to do this time, what went wrong and what learned from the mistakes basically that were made. And that's why it's so good. It's more refined.
Right. Exactly.
But Soul Eater itself was such a cool series. Even Soul Eater Not, which is like a different side spin-off.
Yeah.
Super cute. And it's really
cool. Yeah, the animation's really cute.
Yeah, Soul Eater, if you want to check it out. Animation was definitely ahead of its time, too, back then. It was really cool.
But if you watch Soul Eater and then you watch Fire Force, you can definitely see the influences. You're like, oh my God.
Easily.
Like, because even Shinra, he looks like...
He looks like Soul. Yeah, his like teeth, like he was always smiling. He has like those...
Jagged, sharp teeth.
Yeah, so definitely check it out. I'm glad I did. And I think that kind of concludes it for today.
Yeah.
Time always flies, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's probably not as short or as long as I think it is.
I have no time frame reference.
Hopefully it's not too long. So sorry if we just were going along, trucking along. So next episode will be out, like I said, on the next Sunday. Video episode, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the video episodes every weekend, we also put out the podcast episode, which coincides with the video episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. So it's either you listen or you watch one or the other. But if you want to see the videos where I do a little bit of editing, also
he puts pictures.
Some pictures to kind of give you guys
an idea. Some of his edits are really funny. Like, he doesn't show me until he's done and I'm like cracking up.
Yeah, some of them are pretty stupid. Like, stupid funny. Stupid in a good way.
Yeah.
And if not, definitely, you know, hopefully if you're enjoying this too, if you're just listening to it with headphones on or in your car, well, it'll be every Sunday. And if you're like one of those people, then you can also hear our, starting in February or even maybe the last week of January, we will start doing the midweek episodes, which are just podcast exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So
just our voices.
Yeah. Listen to our sexy voices.
Not mine. Mine's like high pitched.
And Haley's childlike voice.
Don't say that.
And so that's it for today. And thank you for joining us as always, wherever you are listening to us or watching us out there in the globe. Thanks for joining. Peace.
Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.